For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Grant and Danny coming up next. I've seen Grant. I haven't seen Danny. I've seen the Stallion. I haven't seen Darris. But apparently they're going to broadcast from right
Harris
here.
Harris won't be here. He'll be at studio.
That's probably accurate. 1757 Golf Club out in Ashburn, VA. Couple of players on this driving range Brian and I are watching. This dude in the blue and the dude down there in the white seem like they got some game.
Lefty does, too.
Okay, I haven't seen him yet. I went to the restroom again. Chugging water, man. Sometimes you got to go, B.
Hey, man.
If you missed
Getting old, Jay.
If you missed any of our conversation with Mark Smith, I got to say, Landville, I want to say this on the air. I really appreciate you booking him.
Good job there, Landy.
I'm a big fan of his work, and I really enjoyed that interview.
I've seen him more. I've seen him in some college football, but I've seen him more in the golf stuff, the golf segments he does.
Yeah. He's good, dude. Like, he's good at what he does. And that's – I think when you see a guy that can have some versatility to do college football, golf, NASCAR, all of it, like, it's because you're good at what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's get back to what you and I are good at and talk some football. CBS Sports.
I thought you were talking about Scotty's.
We're good at that, too, but I don't know. It's Tuesday at 1:30.
5 o'clock somewhere.
That's true. Listen, I'll say this, B. No one has offered us a drink yet. We haven't turned any drinks
not
down.
True. That's not true. I've turned down several.
Oh, somebody offered you a beer. I saw that when they walked by. That's true. Nobody's offered me a drink yet. How about that?
He now, offered as soon as he walked up.
That is, she offered food, though.
And drink.
Yeah. We're good. Thank you.
We'll take the drink.
So we got this article about one thing we learned about all the teams in the NFL.
Yeah.
I don't think, considering we have, I don't know, 6 minutes in this segment, we're going to be able to get through everything. But I want to pick and choose some things. Now, this is from Cody Benjamin, writer at CBS Sports, and I'm going to bring some stuff up where I agree or don't agree. Let's start with the Atlanta Falcons, Brian.
Okay.
Benjamin writes, Kirk Cousins is not a cure-all. In fact, he may have held Atlanta back more than helped against the Steelers' tough pass rush. Chalk some of it up to rust, but it's a situation worth monitoring.
Well, I would say this, and I know quarterback is a cure-all, but we know Kirk is going to shy away from taking those crucial passes, those ones where I have to take a chance. He's gone more like he and Jay got into the argument. Why? Because Jay said, if I throw it in, I have more interceptions. Yeah, you have more touchdowns too. The whole thing about it, he's not going to take many risks or chances.
Right.
So going down there and not having a Jefferson on your squad, you got to take more chances. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I don't think he'll do it because they don't have the quality of receiver as Jefferson is.
Now, I think it's – I mean, they have Drake London. They have Kyle Pitts. They have Bijan.
They are not Jefferson.
Sure. I get that. But, I mean, you'd think Drake London should be in kind of just that next tier below. I am not ready to say Kirk ain't it. But
he's not an end-all. He's not a cure-all. And I think that's absolutely right.
Right. I agree with that. This I agree with too, man. On the Ravens, they write, Lamar Jackson needs more balance. This guy is clearly still overflowing with MVP electricity. But he also needs a busier Derrick Henry or a more settled number two receiver. You got to be able to throw the ball as well as he runs it.
Yeah.
Like, or run the ball more. Like
running more with his running backs, you mean?
Yeah.
I think what he did in that first game will set them up for the rest of the year. Because what happened in that game, we saw when Derrick Henry got his opportunities, he gained yards. And then the ultimate thing is they saw what Lamar is capable of. That double whammy right there going to help him to where it's going to be more space in the passing game.
Sure.
And he's going to take full advantage of it. And he can't think, after losing weight, he could run over every damn body.
I don't know. I don't know this, and I'm not trying to do a bit here. Assuming Jeff is still there. Jeff, how do you feel about your Ravens?
So.
Man. The Ravens will be all right. I'm not focused on them right now. I only pay attention to the Ravens when the Commanders are not there. And we're still contending right now, so I'm not paying attention to them like that.
Contending for what?
Dude, we can have a miracle, JP. But no, what I'm saying is we're still contending.
Glad we checked in with Jeff.
Like we're it's still 17 weeks left in the season. We're still playing, I should say. You know, it's not the playoffs where Washington is sitting at home and I don't have no one to cheer for.
If I may, Jeff. Now, you're saying you only pay attention to Baltimore when Washington is out of it. Last week, when the Ravens were the NFL opener on Thursday night, you said then, even knowing that Washington was playing Sunday, yo, my number two team is playing, I'm taking them.
So because we had to make bets, JP. It's the only football team on. Like, if the Ravens and the Commanders are playing at the same time, you think I'm going to turn a Ravens game on?
No. But the fact that you can't answer a question about the Ravens, how comfortable you feel because you're just so locked in.
You try and make me the bid, and I'm not playing that. It's Commander Nation, baby.
Last week, you're nuts. So you refuse to offer commentary on the Ravens' lack of balance.
Yeah, hey, do what you got to do, Ravens. I'm worried about the balance of the Washington Commanders right now, JP.
I think Jeff's trying to get more DJ gigs. That's what I think. Landfill, Jeff said they're contending. Can you explain what that's for?
Contending for top five pick.
They still contending. What I mean, all right, let me clear that up. What I mean by, like, it's still more of the season left, you know? Like, my attention is going to be primarily on the Commanders.
I think that's fair. Let's go to Denver. Rookie quarterback. Benjamin writes, Bo Nix has a long way to go. So apparently does the entire Sean Payton rebuild. The rookie QB was agile but erratic. Not erotic, Jeff. Erratic when throwing the ball remotely downfield in his first NFL start. Have you watched any of those highlights?
Yeah.
He doesn't go downfield. He didn't at Oregon.
He didn't at Auburn.
He doesn't go downfield.
In Oregon, he had a track team where he could throw the ball 1 yard across the line of scrimmage, and that guy would go 70. He's going to have to get a little better in the passing game because he never had it in college. But he has an egotistical coach who believes that he's smarter than everybody. He's going to put him in some bad situations. And if things don't work, his coach is going to blame him and throw somebody else in there real quick. So he has to be careful. And then again, if he doesn't take the shots, that coach may take him out sooner.
Landfill, I'd like your comment here. What did we learn from the Minnesota Vikings? Cody Benjamin writes, Sam Darnold is capable. Playing a tougher defense will be a better test, but still, the journeyman looked calm, confident, and comfortable to help shepherd a stepping stone win for an otherwise overlooked team.
I think Darnold played the way he did all to show up, Landfill.
All right, let's relax here. It's one game, okay? One game. Sam Darnold's
hey,
terrible.
Landfill. It was one game with Jaden, and you talking about how nothing has changed with this team. One game, I think everything changed with Donald. He may be back.
They were playing the Giants. The Giants are basically not even an NFL team.
So to that point of the New York Giants, Cody Benjamin writes, Brian Daboll may be out of answers, and it's only week one. Daniel Jones appears as listless as ever, and not even Malik Nabers' presence could get efficient, explosive play design from the embattled head man. Everybody thinks the Giants are absolutely cooked, and I'm going to be honest. That has me.
You're scared this week.
I don't like the way this is shaping up, dude. I don't like it, B.
Hey, I never like it. What I tell you last year when you kept saying, "Oh, dude, man, we got this."
And I've learned.
I say, JP, every time you say that,
I've learned
something goes wrong. So you saying the Giants may have a chance, which means we probably win it.
Well, let's check in with Jeff, the king of the Ashburn syndrome. Jeffrey, do you think there's any chance they could lose to the Giants this weekend?
Oh, man. let me be realistic. Yes, there is a chance. But I don't want that to happen. I don't want to see that happen. And I don't even really want to think about the possibility of losing to the Giants right now because it will probably crush my spirit to the point where I'll probably cry on week three song if we lose to the Giants.
Hey, Jeff, don't do that.
Is that a promise? If they lose to the Giants.
We don't want you crying, Jeff. No, bro.
If they lose to the Giants, you have to cry.
You don't need to cry.
I will cry and I will sing. I will sing for week three.
Oh, all right, you sing, we going to cry.
When we come back, we're going to make some bets. It's Be Mitchell Finley.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.